One more time. Kamlesh, this verse is for you. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarvapapebhyo mokshayishyami ma shucha. Sarvadharman, all varieties of religion. Parityajya, abandoning. Mam, unto me. Ekam, only. Sharanam, for surrender. Vraja, go. Aham, I. Tvam, you. Sarva, all. Papebhya, from sinful reactions. Moksha yishyami, will deliver. Ma, do not. Shucha, worry. So, you've heard me say several times, but for my own pleasure, this verse is nicely exemplified when Krishna approaches Karna. Karna had just been informed by Kunti that he was her son. And she asked him, please fight alongside your brothers. But Karna was very upset with Kunti, and he was angry, chastised her. And Kunti, because it was known that Karna would always grant what anyone ever asked him in that morning worship of the sun. So Kunti was saying, I will ask him. But he did not accept because he thought that following Duryodhan was religion. All right? But notice what Krishna says. Sarvadharman parityaja, abandoning all. So right after that, Krishna arranged the meeting. The two chariots, Krishna's chariot came and Karna's chariot came, and the two drivers waited, and Krishna and Karna were on one chariot. So at that time, Krishna said to Karna, listen, your mother has just informed you, right? So why don't you fight on the side of your brothers? They will make you their leader. And I will follow you. Krishna said, the Pandavas will follow you. I will follow you. If Krishna came to you and said, I will follow you, are you going to say no? Huh? Anybody here? Krishna said, I will follow you, and the Yadus will follow you. And then the one that would have sealed the deal, he said to Karna, and not only that, in time, Draupadi will approach you like a wife approaches a husband. What do you think that means? Yeah. Yes. And was Draupadi ugly? She was the most beautiful. So he's going to have Krishna. He's going to share Draupadi. He's going to have everything. And what does Karna say? No. He thinks that following Duryodhan is the higher principle. So Karna does not understand 1866. Abandon all varieties of religion, such as thinking that you're supposed to follow Duryodhan. And that's what he said to Krishna. I can't accept your offer. That's why I call Karna stupid. Dumb.
Did he know that he's God that time or not?
He was confused.
Because he promised Duryodhana that I will be on your side. Doesn't matter what happens.
But abandon all varieties of religion.
Yeah, but he didn't think he's a god.
He fought and he didn't fought. Everybody was, even Dhritarashtra was confused. I think he's God, he's not God. They were bewildered. Yes?
How can you make that argument with Bhishma? Because he sided with the
Kauravas. Bhishma is different. Bhishma knows that Krishna is God. Okay? Hold on. I'm answering your question. Let me answer. Okay? Do you agree that Bhishma knew that Krishna...
Yes.
Okay. Now, since he knows that Krishna is God, the question becomes, why does Bhishma want to fight on the side of the Kauravas? The answer is, his desire is to be able to fight Krishna and see him in that angry form. That's was his desire. So, it's in connection with Krishna. Krishna sanctioned it, and what did Krishna do? Charged him angry like a lion. Okay? So that's what that's how he wanted to worship Krishna. He wanted to see. Arjuna was only seeing the back of Krishna. Right? He didn't get to see Krishna's anger, but Bhishma did. And you know, you've been in Suvasa's office, the big painting. How is Bhishma? Come and get me. He wanted Krishna to kill him. That would have been his ecstasy. Yes. Slam dunk me, Krishna. Okay? He would have been happy, but the conch shell blew. Battle over. Yes. That's not the main reason. That's, you could say, external reason. I'm talking about his internal. Externally. That's an external thing.
Same could be applied for Karna externally.
No, Karna, no. No, not, no. Can't put Karna and Bhishma in the same boat. How can you put Karna and Bhishma in the same boat? Two different personalities. Two different... Bhishma is a Mahajan, not Karna. Ouch. Oh,
what? You're bending it. You're bending it. See,
can't compare the two. Karna's not even a devotee. Yes?
And Prabhupada, the thing is, when he didn't take the throne, Bhishma, he promised,
yes.
He promised his
father.
Mother and father.
Yeah.
It was mother's wish, right? That I will be guarding the throne, whoever...
Yes, that's another, that would be another reason.
That's one of his...
Again, that's also external. What?
Isn't that also a form of religion?
Which?
His promise to his parents.
That's definitely religious. But I already explained it.
That's a higher, okay? Higher internal, you can say.
No.
It's a higher...
Bhishma gets the pass. It's just like the same idea. The four Kumaras rejected Brahma. Brahma told them, you have to create progeny. And the four Kumaras said no. Okay? But their rejection of their guru, their father, is not considered irreligious, because it was for a higher purpose. So Bhishma, in that same way, Bali rejected his guru. Okay? Normally, and he got cursed. Shukracharya cursed him. We sing every day, surrender to the guru, worship the guru. And here we're praising Bali for rejecting his guru. These are called the subtle aspects of religion and philosophy. You see how subtle this is? You can't just see like this. Oh, it says here, you're going to do this. That's why Lord Chaitanya says, the intricacies of religion are only understood by a self-realized soul. You can't just go by, this is what it says in the book. And that's why you need to approach a self-realized person to get the real conclusion. That verse comes up in that section of the Mahabharata, the lake. You know the section where each of the Pandavas goes to the lake and it's a big heron or crane, says, don't drink the water, and they go, I'm going to drink. And they all die, one after the other, except who? Yudhisthira. He respected. And then there was a conversation, because that crane was actually who? Yes, it was Yamaraj. Correct? So at that time is when this verse appeared. You've heard this verse? Mahajano Yirigata Sapanta. So we follow the Mahajans. Bhishma's a Mahajan, not Karna. And definitely not Duryodhan. You know, they're Durjana. He's called Duryodhana. Durjana. He'll be the leader.
He promised Kunti.
Yeah. You will still have five sons. But either I or Arjuna is going down. Yes. Are we okay? It's okay? Yes. Who? Why did who are we talking about? Because he rejected his guru, because all along he has been doing sacrifices. In the sacrifice, you always worship Vishnu. So he's been doing 100 horse sacrifices, and in each sacrifice you worship Vishnu. Now Vishnu has personally come and he's telling him not to give the charity. So that's why Bali rejected. All along you've been, and now all of a sudden when he personally comes. Okay, shall we continue? Translation, please repeat. Abandon all varieties of religion.
Abandon all varieties of religion.
And just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Yes. So, this is important. That even if you think there are sinful reactions by surrendering to Krishna, don't worry. Krishna will take care of it. For instance, from one angle of vision, what the gopis did the night of the Rasa Leela dance is considered immoral from one angle of vision. Okay? They were married, they abandoned their children, they abandoned their husbands, they committed many, you could say, sins. But Krishna says, I will deliver you from all sinful reactions. Another, where did he go? This is very, very intricate aspect. It's not easily understood. It's not understood by a common person. It's not understood. Let's go to the purport. The Lord has described various kinds of knowledge and processes of religion. Knowledge of the Supreme Brahman. Knowledge of the Supersoul. Knowledge of the different types of orders and statuses of social life. Knowledge of the renounced order of life, knowledge of non-attachment, sense and mind control, meditation. He has described in so many ways different types of religion. Now in summarizing Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that Arjuna should give up all the processes that I've explained to him. He should simply surrender to Krishna. That surrender will save him from all kinds of sinful reactions, for the Lord personally promises to protect him. By the way, you gave the example, did Karna know that Krishna was God? But they all knew how Krishna had killed Kamsa, how Krishna had killed so many demons. So they were pretty aware of what Krishna was capable of doing. And before this, Krishna, when they tried to arrest Krishna, Right? What did Krishna manifest? A universal form. And Dhritarashtra was given his vision and he could see the universal form. So they all saw that this Krishna is not some ordinary human being. It's not that they were just, you know, going to blindly follow Krishna. They knew what Krishna had done. They knew Kamsa was one of the most powerful demons. And when they heard that Krishna killed Kamsa, when Krishna was how old? 11. 11 years. So they knew. It's like they knew, but they didn't want to know. They didn't want to know that Krishna was God, because that would mean they would have to change everything. So they wasn't just blind following. Yes?
Or maybe if they knew they're just acting in the role, whatever they are.
I don't know about acting. No.
Because if they already know, so intentionally they're not listening.
No, no. They know, but they don't know.
Yes, yeah, misused the freeway.
Yes, misused. Thank you. Yes. It's just, we also do the same thing. We all, on different levels. We know we shouldn't do something, then I'm going to do it anyway. Doesn't that, okay, maybe not for you.
Then we get,
maybe you're all pure devotees.
You know, we get consequences for that, then?
Yes. Well, karma got his consequence. His chariot got stuck in the mud, and he got killed. Let us go on. In the seventh chapter, it was said that only one who has become free from all sinful reactions can take to the worship of Lord Krishna. You know what? Who knows the verse? Rama, what verse is Prabhupada referring to? It is said that only one who has become free from all sinful... Ooh! Yeah! Yes, excellent. Thus, one may think that unless he is free from all sinful reactions, he cannot take to the surrendering process. To such doubts, it is here said that even if one is not free from all sinful reactions, simply by the process of surrendering to Sri Krishna, he is automatically freed. Arjuna, what's the easiest, simplest way to surrender to Krishna? What did he, I can't hear you. Chant. Everybody chant.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
There is no need of strenuous effort to free oneself from sinful reactions. One should unhesitatingly accept Krishna as the supreme savior of all living entities. With faith and love, one should surrender unto him. The process of surrender to Krishna is described in the Hari Bhakti Vilas. I'm going to go back a little bit. At one point, Dhritarashtra says to Sanjaya, how come you accept Krishna as God and I don't? So Sanjaya says, it's because you're not following the standard process of how to accept Krishna as God. You're not associating with saintly persons. You're not living austere life. You're not doing any the things that we read in Bhagavad Gita. He said, that's why. So Karna is also, who's the Karna's association? Yeah, it's all bad. Shakuni. He's, yeah, you want Shakuni in your... All his association is bad. And even that was, and Bhishma was constantly getting on Karna's case, chastising him. Which is why Karna eventually said, I'm not going to fight on the battlefield as long as you're there. I will wait till you're gone, then I'll fight. So Karna had bad association and he was not doing anything that would have allowed him to accept Krishna as God. But they all knew that he was something very, very powerful, and in that assembly, he showed the universal form. So you might want to think twice, right? If somebody has that kind of power, you might take what he says a little seriously. Okay, let's go. The process of surrender to Krishna is described in the Hari Bhakti Vilas. Let's do this together. Chant with me. Anukulyasya Sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam rakshishyatiti vishvaso goptritve varanang tatha atma nikshepa karpanye shadvidha saranagati. According to the devotional process, one should simply accept such religious principles that will lead ultimately to the devotional service of the Lord. One may perform a particular occupational duty according to his position in the social order, but if by executing his duty one does not come to the point of Krishna consciousness, all his activities are in vain. Yes, this contradicts another fallacy. People think, I'm a good person, I do my duty, therefore everything is fine. No. Here's the point. It's also made in Bhagavatam. Just doing your duty, that's not enough. You have to develop love of Krishna. You have to become attached to Krishna, not just do your duty. Anything that does not lead to the perfectional stage of Krishna consciousness should be avoided. One should be confident that in all circumstances, Krishna will protect him from all difficulties. There is no need of thinking how one should keep the body and soul together. Krishna will see to that, as Prabhupada demonstrated coming to America on the boat, living here with nothing going on for almost 1 year. Then after about 9-10 months, something started to happen. But he had full faith in Krishna. There is no need of thinking how one should keep the body and soul together. Krishna will see to that. Just like when I joined the temple, I didn't know anything. I had faith in Prabhupada, and I haven't starved a day since. So it was a gamble. And Prabhupada even said, the biggest gamble is to surrender to Krishna. Because there's no, you don't have anything, you're just going on faith that. So it's the biggest gamble. One should be confident that in all circumstances, Krishna will protect him from all difficulties. There's no need of thinking how one should keep the body and soul together. Krishna will see to that. One should always think himself helpless and should consider Krishna the only basis for his progress in life. As soon as one seriously engages himself in devotional service to the Lord in full Krishna consciousness, at once he becomes freed from all contamination of material nature. There are different processes of religion and purificatory processes by cultivation of knowledge, meditation in mystic yoga system, etc. But one who surrenders unto Krishna does not have to execute so many methods. That simple surrender unto Krishna will save him from unnecessarily wasting time. One can thus make all progress at once and be freed from all sinful reactions. So basically, same thing at the time of initiation. You follow the four regulative, not three and a half, not two, not four regulative principles. Fine. That's good. Four regulative, or five. And then chant 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That's all you have to do. Everything else, extra. But do that. Just do the basics. That's important. Just do the basics. One should be attracted by the beautiful vision of Krishna. His name is Krishna because he is all attractive. One who becomes attracted by the beautiful, all-powerful, omnipotent vision of Krishna is fortunate. So now you know if you're fortunate. You can ask yourself, do you fit into this category? There are different kinds of transcendentalists. Some of them are attached to the impersonal Brahman vision. Some of them are attracted by the super soul feature. But one who is attracted to the personal feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and above all, one who is attracted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Krishna himself, is the most perfect transcendentalist. In other words, devotional service to Krishna in full consciousness is the most confidential part of knowledge. And this is the essence of the whole Bhagavad Gita. Karma yogis, empiric philosophers, mystics, and devotees are all called transcendentalists. But one who is a pure devotee is the best of all. The particular words used here, ma shucha, don't fear, don't hesitate, don't worry, are very significant. One may be perplexed as to how one can give up all kinds of religious forms and simply surrender unto Krishna, but such worry is useless. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.